Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cluster B Personality Disorders, a podcast from Ars Longa Media. I'm Dr. Patrick Beeman. I'm an OBGYN, but Dr. Todd Grande here is a legit licensed mental health professional, and we are launching a show on Cluster B Personality Disorders. Dr. Grande, tell us a little bit about your qualifications, because you also have a huge mental health and personality kind of focused YouTube channel, which people can find by searching Dr. Grande on YouTube, plus another Ars Longa Media podcast called Healthy Toxic, which is focused more on the specific relationship aspects of Cluster B personality disorders. Why do you make content like this? What are your qualifications?
So I'm a licensed counselor and licensed chemical dependency professional, and I've worked in the field a while. I've supervised a lot of counselors in the field. And what we see in clinical practice is that a particular type of disorder called a personality disorder, of which there are currently 10 independent disorders in the DSM like this, causes a lot of damage in relationships and can be very difficult to treat. So it kind of warrants, to some degree, special attention and special focus from the scientific community and those trying to educate the public. There's also a lot of interest in these disorders, particularly Cluster B personality disorders.
What does that mean, Cluster B?
All 10 personality disorders are divided into three clusters, clusters A, B, and C. Cluster B is the dramatic, erratic, and emotional cluster, and it contains four of the 10 personality disorders: antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic. So a lot of the time what we see is if a person has one of these disorders, they have another one or traits, features from other disorders. So they're rarely clear cut.
Hence cluster.
Exactly. Yeah. It's better to think of them as a group of features, and any particular person may meet the diagnostic criteria for one or more, but it's really dimensional in a sense. We have to look at the different characteristics in each person who may have a disorder like this and try to come up with a treatment strategy kind of based on exactly what's happening with them.
And so then the goal of this, like what sorts of topics or things are we going to be looking at throughout this podcast?
Right. So this podcast is designed to provide educational material about these disorders. Somebody could have one of these disorders personally or know somebody who does, and this lets them become aware of the various treatment options available in the community, what to expect, what type of conditions tend to be comorbid with personality disorders. So a lot of information around the disorders and how they operate. This can have a real impact on people's lives because not having this understanding, it's very difficult to know what to do when confronted with a personality disorder. It can be frustrating. It can cause a lot of anger, confusion. They don't respond well to treatment typically. They are marked by a lack of insight. So they're much different than many other mental disorders.
So are you saying that personality disorders only affect those who have relationships with people affected by the disorders themselves?
Well, personality disorders are a pervasive pattern of maladaptive personality, right? So tendencies that aren't helpful. They affect everybody negatively, but they are conceptualized relationally, right? So if somebody was antisocial, but they were alone on a tropical island, then they wouldn't really have much of an effect on other people. And that disorder probably wouldn't affect them either, because it's in the back and forth of relationship where we see it manifest. Really, many disorders are like this, but we think of a lot of other disorders as having an internal characteristic. So somebody has major depressive disorder, even if they were alone on an island, they would be depressed. right? So it's really the dynamics that make personality disorders complex and destructive, the idea that necessarily they must involve multiple people.
All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Grande. It'll be exciting to see the sorts of things we can learn on this channel.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Bravery Academy. My name is Emma Ferris and I'm your host. This podcast is crafted to share the stories of courageous individuals who've overcome adversity and found the courage to live their best lives. We'll explore the science of well-being, courage and connection, and interview top thought leaders, game changers, and survivors. And it's from these stories that we learn what resilience is, how to heal, how to recover, and how to be brave.